Hello, baseless speculation listener. Do you hate money and earthly possessions? Do you wish to follow the simple life to enlightenment where it's just you, your waterlogged iPhone, and us? Well, do we have the solution for you? Baseless Speculation Plus. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/plus and sign up today to get ad-free early episodes, maybe the occasional bonus episode, and the respect of your loved ones. Us. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/plus. Treat yourself and, by extension, us. We're proud of you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do you think they're going to do with Kang after Ant-Man and Quantumania reels real bad?
You can tell this episode's going to be an absolute heater because not only was that intro sound like it did.
Hey, Ant-Man and Quantumania, like I think it's a new character. Can we just focus on that?
Who's Quantumania in that movie, dude?
What was Quantumania? Can you tell me?
Also worth noting that as we started the episode, all three of us had our hands behind our heads like we were
We're getting sucked off.
Which one of the boys?
Which baseless speculation boys getting the best hat from Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania?
Well, the trick answer there is none of us, because that movie did not suck us off.
No, it didn't suck us off at all.
No.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
We're just a chillaxing podcast,
bro. Yeah, chillaxing, yeah.
Baseless speculation's bringing back chillaxing.
Yeah. Chillax never left. It just went under the surface.
Yeah.
It's rising again.
And it was revived when baseless speculation put their hands behind their heads.
Absolutely.
We did. That's what people are saying. People
are saying that more and
more. Chillaxin's coming back.
Chillaxin's good.
Yeah, chillaxin's back.
Because you're chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're
which
relaxing.
Is already relaxing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then
yeah.
you're making that chill relaxing. Yeah. Reaching. Yeah. As before, unheard of.
It's like a maximum chillax.
Yeah. Well, max chillax! Chill maxing? No, that's a different thing. I'm chill maxing, dude. I'm relaxed pill right now. Anyway, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, stinker.
Yeah.
But it included the character Kang.
Yeah.
It did.
And we're not just saying stinker from a critical point of view. It has not made $500 million yet, which would be low, but it's even lower than that.
Yes, absolutely. It's underperforming.
Yeah, it's currently
massively.
Making...
one of the worst MCU...
I think it's like one of the bottom three, at least.
It had the second biggest drop-off. In the second weekend for the MCU. Can't remember what it's behind Black Widow, but Black Widow was dealing with COVID and being on Disney Plus.
True.
And also, I think the opening weekend for Black Widow was smaller, so the because it's a percentage drop off, but it was like 73% or something like that. At time of recording, which is 1 or 2 days before you hear this, it's currently made $448 million. Dollars at the box office, which is low.
That's all. It's that's
in comparison.
Right.
Avatar has made $2.3 billion at the box office and still rocks.
Oh, yeah. It was good the whole way through.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
James
Avatar.
Cameron loves to make movies that kill the boat, and we love to see it.
We love when a boat
dies. He murdered
does.
That boat. Oh, he murdered a few boats in that movie.
He hates boats.
He murdered the big boat. He murdered a little boat.
Oh, yeah.
Murdered a guy with a boat.
Yeah. Whoa. James Cameron, when he makes a movie, he just writes boat on a whiteboard. He figures out the rest later.
And then he puts an S next to it, so it says boats, and then he draws a dollar sign to it. And everyone's like, yeah!
Yes!
Also, congratulations on Avatar The Way of the Water. You won an Oscar for Best Visual Effects, which is a walk-up win for you because you made a world that's not real look real gave everyone that watched it depression.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they want to go there.
Sands.
Oh, I haven't said this on the podcast yet. I went to Singapore, and they've got a thing called Gardens by the Bay, which has two... it's a big open garden, which is already pretty Pandora-esque.
Yeah.
But then there's two big domed gardens in there as well, so you walk inside. And one of them, when I went there, just by sheer coincidence... had been turned into Pandora, and it was Avatar the Experience. So I actually went to Pandora.
Did it cure you nads?
It did.
Whoa.
I felt good.
Damn, dude.
And there was not a mirror in sight, so I could pretend I was blue too, baby.
That's awesome.
Jake Sully was there. I met Neytiri. There was some banshees. It was sick.
Could you ride any of the banshees or at least pretend?
Everyone was statues except for one of the banshees, which was like a big animatronic thing.
Except for one of the banshees, it was a dog thing. Painted.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, it was real.
It looked real.
That's awesome,
pretty
man.
Pretty fucking crazy.
That's so
I also went into the tree.
It's a big
good.
Tree?
Yeah.
The spirit tree?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They had like
up?
The dangly thing.
Hulk
yeah, I tried to, but I didn't have
to. Start sucking it off.
Yeah.
Imagine
it
worked.
Whoa.
That would be scary.
Yeah. Singapore made Pandora real.
They can do anything these days.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately,
yes.
They can do surgery on a grave, but they can't make Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania good.
That's true, dude. Yeah. Imagine what they could do to grapes now, because that was so long ago.
Yeah. They could put the chip in... instead of putting the chips in the ape's brain, I don't know what they're trying to do with those chips, but the chips keep killing the chimps. Put them in the grape!
Yeah, the grape's already had surgery done on it, dude.
Yeah, it's ready for the brain chip.
It'll kill the grapes, too.
Yeah, that's sad. They did surgery on a grape, but this time it was bad.
So Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
Quantumania. So we got Kang Big Bad, or a version of Kang Big Bad. So Kang going to be the Big Bad of this phase of Marvel?
Yeah, I mean, this phase ends with Kang Dynasty.
I mean, it ends with Secret Wars.
Well, that's true, but the culmination of the Kang arc is Kang Dynasty, which will presumably be Big Kang movie.
Yes.
It's the way they're positing it is Kang is the Thanos of this era of the MCU, whatever that means.
Mm.
Yeah.
At the moment, not a lot.
Not a lot. At the end of this movie, Kang gets sucked into a something.
A tube.
He goes to Tiny Realm, but tinier.
Yeah, he goes tinier.
Yeah,
into
so
tube.
Basically he's standing next to this tube that breaks.
No, but the tube is a multidimensional tube, correct?
Yeah, because he goes in and probably sees more all the different... further versions of himself, right?
Which is a very funny thing to make your guy who already is a billion guys to be like, I'm a billion more guys.
So
who cares?
So Marvel have done, I guess, a little bit different in this film, where they just haven't straight up iced the villain.
That's true.
So there is enough of leeway here where that particular Kang could come back.
Well, yeah.
So, then in the post-credit, we get another Kang. They were like, we hated that Kang, but he's dead now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that them confirming that he's dead, or is that them just thinking that he's dead?
Because in
Quantumania,
they call him Kang the Conqueror, right?
Yeah.
He says, I'm a conqueror, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And surely that's, because that's the bad Kang, right? Like, that's the main bad Kang.
Because the one...
In the comics, is that, like, the Mondo Big Buck Super Bombad Racing Kang?
there are so many Kangs.
God damn it.
Yeah, because the big...
Exactly what I didn't want to hear.
The big bad Kang is also the Pharaoh Kang, right?
Well, it's...
It looks like that's the big bad Kang they're trying to build up in the second post-credit scene of Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, which I believe is a mistake because Pharaoh Kang looks fucked.
Yeah, they look stupid. All the other Kangs look dumb as hell.
And here's another problem they're going to have, which is a problem that's affecting me already with the two variations I've seen. I don't care when they kill a guy where there's a billion other guys, because I'm like, Kang hasn't won or lost.
And the Kang that they introduce in Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is not a unique enough Kang for me to feel his loss. Like, the Kang in Loki, I'm like, well, that was kind of an interesting Kang who had,
he was
like,
maybe the good Kang.
Yeah, exactly. And he was at the end of time, so I was like, this is an important Kang.
Yeah.
The Kang that we've met in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
Oh, he's a small Kang.
He's little.
Oh, they made him so small.
He says that the other Kangs hate his guts, but, like, I don't know why. Like, he's an important Kang,
so,
you know what I mean?
So just in terms of history of Kang.
Okay.
So here's some, like, I'm just going to throw some things at you. This is just from, I think it's Marvel.com, Max. And they're like, hey, here's Kang.
Website.
So it's like, all right, so the first appearance was a Pharaoh Ramatut.
Okay.
Okay, and that is a Kang.
All right, great.
All right, so well, a Pharaoh.
I thought it was a Nihilus or whatever was the Pharaoh that was...
No. Nihilus is a different thing.
That's Bugs.
That's Bugs.
Huh.
That, look, I think maybe if the MCU were clever,
yeah.
I think the Bugs are going to be either the ants that were got super smart.
Yeah.
Or the ants that went to the future quantum realm.
Yeah. Or like an offshoot of those ants. I think that might be the annihilation wave at some point if they were setting that up, if they were clever enough to be like, hey, this is going to be interesting.
I keep saying
if they were clever enough.
Yeah.
But I think if they're clever, they somehow write in a cool movie now where you don't need to have watched Ant-Man and the Wasp because clearly people didn't.
Don't tie anything to it. Well, yeah, again, if they were setting it up, they might be like, this will be good. But then, like, well, whatever. You could just be like, bugs are coming from Tinyville to real.
Boo. I wish I could email Bob Iger and ask how he's feeling about all of this. Bob. Doing okay, buddy?
Bob, Bubby. You all right?
I speak like the guy from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Hans, Bubby.
Bob, Bubby, it's your boy, JD. Oh, you're looking upset.
John McClane's on your roof and he's trying to fuck your shit. I'm your guy.
Bob,
I fucking hate him.
Hitting the security button. A guy's doing Die Hard to me.
So, the Pharaoh, Ramatut, and I think when the Fantastic Four went back in time, they dealt with him.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then we had Kang Prime, and that's the version where he traveled to the present and he challenges the Avengers. Then you have Immortus, who is a future version of Kang.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Immortus is who I was thinking of when I said Annihilus.
I see. Then there's like, hey, Kang is infinite. There's the Council of Kangs.
Okay.
So like, okay. Then there's the Scarlet Centurion with a moniker used for a variant of Kang and his son, Marcus Kang.
Marcus Kang?
Marcus?
Yeah. Now that's a Kang and I'm scared of.
Then there's the Young Avenger, Iron Lad.
Iron Lad.
Yeah.
Again, and also Kang's name, Nathaniel Richards. This is Iron Lad when Kang was young and you wanted to be like, I hate my me as an old, I'm a be
Iron
a
Man.
Young boy that's good.
Okay.
Then
we've all been there.
Apparently there's a Kamala Kang, so Ms. Marvel plus Kang equals Kamala Kang. Thank you for that equation. I'm just reading that verbatim. they put a little math problem there.
Fabulous.
And then you've got Kang the Conqueror.
And Kang become the same person. Hmm?
They probably touched the same gem.
Oh, maybe they wore the bracelets
same
or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Sucked into the same gem?
Yeah, no. Nice try.
Got sucked into the same tube then.
That's all allowed.
Yeah. There's also that was in like, so the very first Kang was in like almost like 3000 BC, and that's the Ramatut. No, the Pharaoh.
Ah.
Then in the 1900s, you have Victor Timely.
Oh, we've seen.
We've seen.
Lucky season two.
Then he becomes like, the modern age is the Scarlet Centurion. Then it's Kang the Conqueror. Then there's Kang.
Kang?
Show us Kang!
We need to see Kang in the movie!
He's just Kang but big!
Kang rules! I love Kang!
I wish it was Ant-Man and the Wasp Kang.
Ant-Man and the Wasp Kangtomania.
Learning so much. Kang's ability is that he can be big. He can change his
size. Did Kang get the ability to get big and rename himself?
I guess so.
Is he from an alternate timeline where his name is Kang? Is he Kang the Kankterer?
Kang? They changed all their A's to E's. Then you got Iron Lad. Then you have someone called Mr. Griffin.
Okay.
Peter Griffin.
And, holy crap,
Mr. Griffin is like a businessman.
Damn you, woman.
then you've got a bunch of, like...
I'm going to be honest, I'm not listening anymore fair. Because I've thought about Peter Griffin.
Then you've got a bunch of alternate reality amalgam Kangs. Oh, so that's, I guess, where you've got Kang merged with Doctor Doom and Annihilus.
Okay.
Stop fusing your guys.
Not interesting.
Yeah, you've got your Nathaniel
Dragon
Richards.
Ball Z did it first and best.
They
got
to do a dance to do it.
Yeah, that is sick. Yeah. Or wear earrings.
Yeah, yeah. True.
So Immortus is just labeled as out of time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's out of time.
Time's up, buddy. Yeah. Time's
and
up.
Then there's the end of time, the he who remains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are the Kangs currently.
Okay. So I'm going to give you the two Kangs I'm excited about.
Kang. Oh, we love Kang.
Mr. Griffin. Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
Marcus Kang. End of list.
Yeah, those are the good Kangs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So I guess those are all the different Kangs. This is the canceled Kangs, whatever. So as you're going back to who knows how many minutes ago, Jack, this Kang that we see in Ant-Man, why do we care?
Well,
what's going on here?
Well, it's funny to think that, listening to that, they did it. I mean, I don't know if that was in order of when they were released in the comics, but it seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, in the comics, they're like, the Fantastic Four go back in time and fight a Pharaoh Kang.
Yep.
But then later on, you realize there's another Kang.
Yeah.
There's another Kang, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Kangs are infinite. Whereas the MCU has been like, Kangs are infinite.
Mm.
Here they are.
Yeah, so like the first iteration of the Pharaoh was, I don't think it was ever maybe intended to be Kang. It was just more of like, we're putting a Pharaoh there. He's got technology to deal with it. And then someone was like, what if?
Yeah,
didn't
they
do that with Apocalypse too?
Probably.
Yeah, it
Apocalypse
wouldn't shock me.
Is sometimes in Egypt.
Oh, that's when his ship crashed.
Yeah. They added to his, I guess, history somewhat. So they
made
him being like...
I remember.
The Ensebner, comic was really, really good, but then they changed it all because.
They
haven't cooked it. Like the Ensebner.
No, they cooked it when they made the movie.
Oh, Yes.
True that.
So they did the comic, which is like delving into Apocalypse's backstory as a pharaoh or like in that sort of time. But then they recently kind of changed his history again with Araka and you don't want this.
I did just remind me though.
You don't want it.
That's all right. We're gonna pivot from X-Men comic talk to another subject no one likes. Me reminiscing about when I worked at the movies.
I kind of
wish I still worked there only because that reminded me that when there was the post-credit scene of Apocalypse. And it happened with Thanos as well. People thought it was Hulk.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, Hulk's blue and he's going to be an X-Men.
It's
and he's
crazy
in Egypt.
There's not a blue Hulk. Why isn't there a blue Hulk?
It should
what
be a
say?
Blue Hulk.
I would love to see what people, like, just like the general. Just,
public, yeah.
Just the general
Joe
guys.
Blower.
And just, yeah. Joe Q regular fella. Walking into Ant-Man and the Wasp, doesn't read comic books, watches two movies a year with his wife.
Yeah.
John Q.
Wife. John Q guy in the street and John Q wife. They kept their last names, which is nice. That's progressive.
It is progressive. And it's okay for two people with the same name to get married. There's not a law against
it. No, I hate it. I used to know two people with the same name that were married when I worked in a cafe and I fucking hated them both. One of them always wanted her coffee way too hot. And if it was hot, it would boil your hands to hold it. Boil your hands.
Yeah, that's right. I get it.
And you would give it to her, and you were like, this one fucking, my tongue would shrivel up if I drank this.
Enjoy your coffee. I made it so I hope it kills you.
And then she would be like, not hot enough. That's what she would say. And then she would just give you the coffee back. And she
came
in
every
fucking day.
You can't go above boiling point.
I don't know what you wanted. I hated them with all my heart.
Yeah.
So I'm against it.
I know, yeah. Friends of friends I know have the same name, and it's a unique name as well. It made it very fucked up and confused the shit out of me when I first met them because the person that I knew that was then dating the person that has the same name as them is not someone I'm super close with, so I just got very confused.
Oh, that's too much. Why don't you change your name?
Yeah.
Go by a nickname.
Yeah.
Make
John
it easier.
John and
Johnny. Yeah.
John 1, John 2.
Yeah, I'm John 2 Q wife. It's cool that they're both their middle names start with Q, but we don't know what it is.
It's Quentin.
And it's the same?
No, it's Quentin and Quincy.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting.
So,
I just want to know what people are currently what are these people?
Was there ever rails to this episode?
I don't know. We're floating, baby.
We started chillaxing too hard, and this is what happened.
This is what
the listeners have paid the price.
Exactly.
Chillaxing's dangerous.
Yes.
Just to finish my thought, I just like when you're getting served post-credit scenes like this now of like Victor Timely and a character talking about being scared of Victor Timely that's not in the movie you've just seen.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
But I knew him from Zoolander.
Absolutely.
Oh,
or
my
like,
God, Hansel.
So oh, my God, the Zoolander. Wait, that doesn't look like regular Zoolander, but the other Zoolander's there.
Is that Hansel?
Is it Zoolander's?
Is he so hot right now?
But if you are John Q,
that, not even fucking getting started about fucking Clea walking out of the hall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, that's I mean, God. But if you're John Q citizen and his wife, John Q wife, and you're watching, you haven't seen Loki since Endgame, right?
Yeah,
because if you don't have Disney Plus, which you very well might not, because you're like, oh,
you
I
haven't
just...
seen Loki since Infinity War.
Yeah, exactly. So
when his neck got broken,
that
off.
Scene would mean nothing to you. If you're just going to the movie, you know, because people do this.
Yes.
You're just like, hey, let's go see a movie, John.
Yes, yes.
that sounds good, love of my life, John.
You go to the movies and you're like, what's playing? Oh, there's a Marvel movie. Do you want to see that?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're a bit of fun. They're a bit funny, bit of action.
Yeah, exactly. Like it'll kill an afternoon or whatever. And then
it killed an afternoon.
And then you're seeing the end where you're like, Loki, who I last saw in Infinity War, or maybe not even that.
Yeah.
I saw Loki in Avengers. Didn't they take him back to space? And then you see Loki and the guy from Zoolander.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what is happening? Like, that would just be so meaningless to
when
you.
When did Zoolander 2 get a film?
Why is Loki... I could see that scene at the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp and be like, they've put the wrong scene in this movie.
Same actor, but
it's back in time, which I don't understand.
Well, because you've introduced Kang the Conqueror in this world that's like a tiny world. So you've gone to Tiny Realm. It's not about time travel.
No.
It's Tiny Realm.
Yeah.
And then they haven't introduced like a lot of
it's
like.
It's about time travel for the ants.
Oh, that's true, it is.
Okay. From the ants' point of view, it's a time travel movie.
They get smart, and they go forward and back or whatever.
So it's
not about time travel.
Yeah.
So you're already kind of like, hang on, is he a time guy?
Yeah, no, I've
yeah, yeah, if this is your first introduction of this, you haven't seen any of the like the TV series Loki, and it's like, okay, in the film, Janet touches his ship, and he's like... Yeah, I'm a conqueror.
I've killed a bunch of worlds, a bunch of universes.
Yeah,
that's explained.
I will spare yours if you help me. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, there's that. But he's nothing really about time.
No.
Oh,
well, and also, like, so he gets sucked into the tube at the end. If you had not seen any, you weren't like on top of this, you might be like, he went through the tube. This is actually what I thought briefly before I thought about it watching the movie. I was like, he went through the tube, came back in time. And now he has to use his time powers to get back to the future.
Well,
oh my God, Marty McFly.
Well, you might be right. There is a chance that Victor Timely will be revealed to be Kang the Conqueror from the same Kang that we just saw.
Yeah.
Because that makes you care more about everything because if it's a different Kang every time. It works in the comic books because, like, you could be reading a comic book, Kang pops up, fucking ice is fucking the thing. Thing's fucking dead.
Oh,
Kang
no!
killed him.
The Kang killed blue-eyed thing.
Yeah, the ever-loving dead thing. He's fucking dead. They iced him. Kang killed him.
Oh, no.
Comics, like, like characters dying in the comics, like, I would say it happens more than in the movies, but still not. They don't kill. They're not just going to kill the thing every now and then. Anyway, Thing's dead.
Yeah.
Everyone teams up and they kick the shit out of Kang and it's a huge fight. And it's super stressful.
Yeah.
Kang dies and then everyone's like, phew, we're sad about Thing. And then there's another Kang.
Yes.
And then like comics, because so many different comics going on, that's fine. That you're just like, holy shit,
Kang's
it's not even
back.
Done yet.
Yeah, but
they can't do that with the movie. They can't, because like Kang, first of all, he's zero and two from wins losses. So
it's true.
All he's done so far is had a crack at getting out of the tiny realm and getting sucked into a tube and getting stabbed sitting at a desk.
Yeah, those are the two things we've seen Kang do, and then we've seen a council of Kangs be like, we gotta
pretty
get
much
there.
Have a very similar vibe to like animals getting excited at the zoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're jumping up and down and yelling.
Because there was a business Kang, wasn't there?
I guess that was
Peter Griffin.
Oh my God! Holy crap, Lois!
So, yeah, so he's got nothing to do with time. He hasn't really introduced this, like, concept of, like, okay, this guy is across time, all this kind of stuff. We've just kind of dealt with it. It's, like, one of the worst introductions, I think.
It's pretty bad.
Of this big villain. I mean, granted, we got him in Loki. Yeah.
In Loki rocks.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
That episode and the introduction, so good. And the fact that you're, like, they just killed a good Kang.
Awesome, yep. And I love that Kang's like, I'm at the end of things. You're like, it's like seeing the end before the beginning. Like, that's really cool. Mm. And it made me be like, I can't wait for the introduction of Kang. That's going to be awesome. Mm. But then it's this. It's so nothingy.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, Jonathan Majors' performance, great. The best part of the movie, but still
I
silly.
Think the best part of the movie was when Michael Douglas kept saying, ants!
I hope that's what he says when the Annihilus wave
comes. These are my ants, but they've gone fucking bad.
Eating my wife's pussy gave me cancer.
He can say anything these days. That's
ants!
Cool.
As a little tangent, as Michael Douglas has been, I would love to be in Ant-Man 4 if they fucking kill me.
Yeah, okay.
So in comic, Hank Pym responsible Ultron.
Oh.
And so Ultron being like the Hank Pym's biggest like, fuck moment.
Yeah.
So, in the MCU, Ultron was Tony Stark and Banner Hulk. And
Thor.
Thor a bit. He hit him with
his three
hammer,
dads.
Famously.
Yeah. So...
Wait, no, Thor helps create Vision, not...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ultron. Oh, yeah,
Ultron's just Banner
two
and...
dads.
His two dads.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess Vision and Ultron is... Sorry, Thor and Ultron is Vision's dads?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
But Thor doesn't seem to give a shit about Vision.
Yeah.
They never explore that, do they? Anyway, please go with your tangent because we tangented off a tangent.
Yeah. So Hank is very responsible for one of the biggest threats in Marvel universe there in the comics. And everyone's just like, ah, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Whereas in like this, he's older, he's responsible for nonsense. Yeah. So if he ends up being responsible for the annihilation wave.
Yeah. True.
That'd be kind of cool. And then you could have him, you know, he's like ants, and he's like, oh, my ants are back. And they just like rip through him.
Oh,
he
no.
Gets his wish. Responsible for the, like, you know, annihilation wave and dies.
Ants!
Ants! As he fucking gets iced. Yeah.
I hope that happens.
Yeah.
Put on the bingo card.
Yeah.
For a theoretical Ant-Man 4.
Has Pacino been in the MCU yet?
Not yet.
No, I don't think so.
Mm.
He's coming.
He's due.
He should be the retiring or dying, but he's due.
What's he been in recently? Because imagine Al Pacino.
I Paint Houses. That one, The Irishman. He was in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you cast him as, Al Pacino, in the MCU?
Mm.
The Thing.
Hoja! Hey, Sue, look, but don't taste. Taste, but don't swallow.
Oh, he's only
the ever-loving blue-eyed thing.
Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha, Johnny Storm. It's clobbering time. That's awesome. Put him in there.
Put him in, fuck.
Oh, my God.
They cast Al Pacino as the Thing and also rewrite the character of the Thing to think it's awesome that he's bricks.
Yeah. I'm bricks. It's fucking great.
It's incredible to be bricks.
Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha! I'm bricks right now.
That's going to become a famous quote, I think.
Yeah. It's clobbering time.
Yeah, it's good.
He was in House of Gucci, so he's still
rays of cosmic have given me a great ass.
People watching it being like, he's just saying a bunch of stuff from other movies. That's the director's like, you're going to get Pacino in the movie and not get him to do all of his famous lines? What are you, fucking crazy?
You know, great, it was the greatest day of my life. We're sitting there in the recording booth, and you want to take that away from me? You want to fucking ruin him a piece of shit? I'll kill you.
He doesn't get another Marvel movie. People are like, he went too far. He threatened the life of a fan, so he can't do this.
We
can't have that, okay? It was exciting to have Pacino say huge ass, but it maybe made him crazy. I don't know.
You're too close to Pacino's performances, you can lose your mind.
It's like radiation.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kang.
Yes.
The two times we've seen Kang, he's been iced, right?
Yeah.
And when are we next going to see Kang? Do we have any idea?
So... I think I think currently it's theorized that Kang is just going to pop up in the Kang Dynasty when things are going to go to shit. But presumably he'll pop up in end credits or in little cameo roles.
Yeah.
Mm.
In the next couple of movies. Because you can't...
You can't have that be the last time we see Kang.
And then the Kang dynasty, and we're expected to be
well, Loki's going to happen. Season two is happening before that. So presumably we're going to get Victor Timely and maybe some of that kind of stuff there.
Peter Griffin. Kang.
Yeah, I'm Kang. Kind of, look, so one thing that I think would make this kind of make neat for me would be that, oh, it's not just like an infinite Kangs, it's actually like a timeline.
Oh, okay.
So we're seeing Kang at various stages, right? That it's all
would
kind
be
of
sick.
Yeah.
So you're like, for example, if the Kang we saw where they got sucked off into that tube is gone, like, you know, gone to that kind of multiple probabilities or whatever that is, and then from that has offshot more Kangs.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, cool. So it's like from that, there was a diverging point of like many different Kangs, but he escaped. And now we're kind of watching some of those Kangs.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so then from that, we then get a bunch of either evil Kangs and good Kangs from that point in time. And then we also have what happened before he got into the quantum realm. And is he responsible? And maybe that's why his, you know, he's like, you know, the Pharaoh or Mortis. Why he's
because he was sent in so many different
realms. And he is responsible for putting himself in that situation to therefore create himself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. That's maybe something that I'd be like, okay, that's cool. You've done some cool shit with some time. And then you also then have what came before. So you got like, okay, so Kang's life is mostly he becomes Kang the Conqueror, and from that goes into Tiny Realm, splits off, becomes many different Kangs. Mm. And then before that, I guess you have also him being Iron Lad or the Scarlet Centurion who rebels against what he becomes.
What he's going to eventually
what he
be.
And I think you could have some fun with that. But again,
the Kang we meet in Quantumania has fought the Avengers multiple times.
Yes.
In different timelines, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, or well, you could still. You could have it with going through the suck-off tube made him lose his memory. Amnesia.
Yeah, that would be a cool thing for them to do.
Sad to see you get painted in the corners.
Fuck, how soap opera can we go?
Yeah, and the reference to the Avengers is good because all he does is mean that he confuses Scott Lang with Thor.
Yeah, that was so terrible.
It was worth it.
Even
that one line there, you could have changed a lot to be like, oh, I know you. I've killed you so many times.
Yeah. I've killed you. I've killed your daughter. I've killed your...
I mean, I think it's so crazy because the end of this movie, and it would have still been exciting, it would have been fine, is if there was like another villain. Mm. I mean, obviously MODOK is a goof character or whatever, but have another bad guy.
Has a fucked up ass.
Yeah. He does have a fucked up ass. Which they sense it. They sense it in some of the releases. You don't get to see his asshole.
In Australia, we got the gape version.
See that scene where he's lifted out, he just reaches behind and shows us his asshole.
Yeah.
That's what we get in Australia. Yeah. Our movies are different. Oh. Yeah. if there was another villain and then Kang just leaves, you know? If Kang's like, I don't care about this. The fighting you means nothing to me. I'm going. That's scary. They fight this thing, like, and then you can have that same end scene where, you know.
Yeah, like, for example, like the whole thing about I want, you know, Scott to go and get the thing, but have him have another lackey there who's like maybe one of the people that was also trapped in that tiny realm who's like his lackey, but he's like, whatever, working as a team. And Kang's like, yeah, whatever, I want the thing. He's like, yeah, you get the thing. Mm. And so Kang is like, oh, cool, you gave him the thing. And like, well, here's your daughter back, whatever. But then that little snivel piece of shit, he's like, no, I'm going to take her. And then he's like, Kang could be like, I don't care about
none of this
whatever.
Matters to me. I have
he
to go.
He bounces.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you have the same thing.
And then at the end, Scott Lang can still be like,
we
saved the day. I got my daughter back. Like in that, you know, that scene where he's walking to.
He's like, hey, man, life rocks. I fought.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Kangan, oh shit. Fuck, I forgot to break his neck.
Yeah, no.
Fuck. Oh,
fuck, he's gonna go back in time and fuck everything up. It's called the Avengers. Nah. Maybe it'll be fine.
You can still have that scene. It's just that instead of him being like, Kang said some funny thing, you could just be like, we didn't deal with the Kang problem.
Yeah.
But everything seems okay, so maybe Kang's going to go do something, you know.
And, yeah, like in theory, we nice... helped him out, so I guess he does no reason
and
to.
And that's sort of almost as well like a weird mirror of what was happening with Janet at the start, where Scott can be like, well, he's not affecting my timeline, so... wherever it's happening, it's not affecting me or whatever. I don't know. And then I'm not, when I see Kang again, like, I've already seen this cunt die twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what happens to this guy. And if it's a different Kang, I care even less because I have no association with this guy whatsoever.
Because, like, either we're going to see...
confusing.
Mm. So either we're going to be seeing a Kang prior to... so a Kang that we know is going to get got by Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Or it's a Kang that already has gotten got by Ant-Man, or it's an alternate Kang.
Yeah.
So are we? So
I would.
Are we seeing like the next Kang? Is it going to be related at all to the Kangs that we've seen, or is it going to be set prior to those Kangs dying, or is it going to be alternate Kangs?
And then if it
I
is,
would love for the Kang to just be the same one from Ant-Man, because then at least you're like, oh, okay, you're tough enough to get to survive getting sucked into a tube.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is the toughest thing a guy can live through.
Well, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like if I got in, you know, when they back in those old deep sea diving helmets where if they fucked it up, you did get sucked into a tube.
Yeah.
I would not come out of that well. My bones would be a liquid.
Yeah.
But if Kang can, you know, hack it, that's impressive. Mm. Yeah.
They put you in that trap in the Final Destination where someone gets their asshole sucked through the tube.
Yeah.
But you survived it, Kang. That's what I'll say. Huh. I'm in the movie, not too.
Go for
it. Because Kang's only seen...
Kang needs to survive and it needs to be the same Kang.
Yeah.
Because that's otherwise you're like, it's just throwing bunch of, like, you're throwing Kangs at situations that I don't care about.
Yeah, like, say in the Marvels, they introduced, maybe just as a side character, the, what's his name? The Scarlet...
Scarlet Sentinel,
and he's like...
Centurion, but all right.
Whatever his name
Scarlet
is. You don't care. Who cares? A Scarlet lad.
And he's like, I am Kang. I'm going to be like... either I'm going to be like, are you the Kang from Ant-Man? And they have to put in some line where he explains that he's not.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to be just a young, like, guy that...
like, why do I give a fuck?
That, like, you might go, oh, hey, I reckon that's going to be, that's an alternate Kang. Mm. But they both don't mention it. They're like, it's a Scarlet guy.
Or it is an alternate Kang, and I'm like, what does that mean? Like,
the explanation of Kang in the Marvel Cinematic Universe doesn't make sense for them to be a young Kang.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the reason for the multiverse travel, remember, is because Kang in the 51st century is the one who invents it.
And
the moment that he invents it,
all the other Kangs.
Every Kang invents it.
It's Rick and Morty, because there's a Rick and Morty writer.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of Rick and Morty writers that now write for Marvel. Uh-huh. It's just a Council of Ricks shit.
Well,
right?
It's a Council of Reeds. And also, the Council of Kangs predates all this. So the Council of Kangs has already existed in the comic books. I want to say.
Well, yeah, because pretty much what would have happened is Rick and Morty, because it's a nerd show.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a nerd show.
I'm not breaking any new ground there. But yeah, so like that would just be like a comic book reference in itself.
True.
I'm sure Big Bang Theory probably had the fucking Council of Sheldons.
Probably.
Bazinga, 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 bazinga.
You died!
Bazooka. That's the one from Multiverse where he says bazooka instead of bazinga.
I think the council
bazooza.
That Sheldon's a funny one.
Yeah. He's the only good Sheldon. And young Sheldon's
there. Oh, young Sheldon's there for sure.
Young Sheldon's sort of like the Iron Lad, I guess. Yeah. The Sheldon cinematic universe. Do you reckon they'll do like a young, like the
young,
other guys?
Young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are the other guys' names?
Penny's one.
Yeah, Penny.
Young Penny.
And Amy is...
yeah, Amy's one of them.
Why can I not remember... Raj?
Raj! Young Raj!
Young Raj!
Give me Young Raj, please. No, don't.
Is it Raj?
I think it's Raj.
What's the main guy's name?
Dryan.
You think the main character in the Big Bang Theory's name is Dryan?
Oh, Dryan. Bazooza.
Let us ride for the Big Bang Theory. We're going to bring him back.
Yeah, we're bringing back all new riders. What's Ahmed found? He looks like he's about to throw up. Yeah.
Oh, it could have been our...
could have been Bazooza. We don't know.
Our Council of Sheldon's pitch.
The Council of Kangs was eventually recreated as part of the Kang Collective during the 89th gathering of the Kangs at the Transtemporal Hub World. They exiled Kangaroo the Conqueror for finding him an affront to all Kang kind.
Didgery, hot damn. That's
I like
awesome.
That they...
it's a kangaroo.
Yep.
He's from a timeline where Kang is a kangaroo.
And then they banished him because he's an affront to the Kang timeline. Awesome. Kang kind, right?
To Kang kind.
That's awesome.
All Kang, you're still a guy.
You're not a species. You're a fella.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco, comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
Again, this is all different because with the MCU, not just like one little explanation, Kang should have a different attitude because every Kang is a different Kang.
But I guess that what they're saying is that all Kangs have the same sort of core personality. Whatever.
There's like, the idea of a Kang.
Yeah.
And we all kind of have
the platonic
Kang. And it's roughly, we all like fall under that. But this
kangaroo.
Monstrosity.
Yuck.
It's cool because Dog Kang would be something we would pitch. And it's cool that they've just done kangaroo, which is obviously the obvious one. Kangaroo. Kangaroo.
Yeah.
Make it big.
Yeah. So I guess, it's that if we next see Kang. And it's probably going to be Victor Timely, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because unless they do something similar to...
Look, we've done this 100 times before, but it usually helps us.
In the timeline. While you do that, I'm also going to... I'm going to mention Doctor Who. I'm sorry.
That's
for
okay.
Everyone in the room, maybe. So in Tennis Run, when they did like the Bad Wolf reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where it was just kind of like, hang on a second.
Rose. Spoilers for season 2.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like everything came together where they were like, oh, I'm having a big think and remembering. And why does that phrase keep following us?
Yeah.
And then it was like, holy shit, it's just all, comes together. If they did something like that, like a through line with the rest of the sort of properties that are coming out, where it was just like something, innocuous that we didn't really notice or really care that much about. But then, like, in the Kang dynasty, there's like that montage or whatever where
you're
someone's
like,
oh my God. Like, if this is the like introduction of, Reed, for example, where Reed figures it out, where he's like, hang on a second.
Wait a sec. It's always
It's always been Kang. Yeah. Then I'm like, ah, cool.
This is maybe not so interesting, but like if every, bad guy, if the main antagonist of every MCU movie, like they don't even really talk about Kang, whatever, but they leave enough breadcrumbs that we can, on reflection, realize that every bad guy was set up by Kang or in some way created by Kang. Just like those little hints that, in a Kang Dynasty movie, Reed Richards can be like, look, it's always been Kang.
Mm.
That's great. But that's just also just not...
So, for example, using that, would you villains going forward or all villains that we've seen, i.e. like Loki?
I think villains. I mean, you could do all Ronan, villains, but then all you're doing is undercutting everything.
Which
the MCU loves to do. Mm-hmm. They do love to do that.
I would not be shocked if Thanos comes back.
Yeah, I could see that in a fight with Kang. Lock this scene in. Big fight with Kang on maybe Battle World. Everyone's like, what are we going to do? It's unstoppable. And then Kang's like, opens up a bunch of portals and a bunch of Thanoses come out. Because it's like he was the bad guy that it took all of us to defeat. And now there's a bunch of them or whatever.
See, I was thinking more of it'll be Kang versus Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
And Kang will just like completely floor him.
Maybe they'll do a thing, maybe this is too cool, where they're like, the only way we can beat him is with the other toughest guy we know.
Yeah.
They get a good Cat Thanos from a good Thanos dimension, and then...
Or they can't... is that interesting? Or making a deal with a Thanos that is also villainous is maybe more interesting?
Is it what the MCU would do these days?
It's also...
Do we have any morally grey characters? No.
Loki?
Sort of. But he had that big cry and is good now.
Yeah.
I forgot that that's how... Loki season one.
Loki goes good because he has a big cry.
Loki season one to explain how they can have a Loki that was at 2012 Avengers act like the new Loki is watch a slideshow about how he dies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It's look, they could it could have been worse. but yeah, it's funny because none of the Kang payoffs that clearly happen in the comics where you meet a character and then you discover that named Iron Lad, and then you discover they're Kang, and you're like, whoa, I know Kang as a reader of comics as a monster, but this one's good. I'm intrigued. Why is that happening?
Or you're scared because you're like, fuck, this guy's going to betray them. He's a Kang.
But because also you had,
Kang killed the thing.
You had so much, like, you had like several decades of build up of like Kang being a villain, and then suddenly you're like, oh, who's this new Iron Lad? Oh my God, it's Kang.
But because
right,
Kang has been defeated every time that we've seen him, when they introduce Iron Lad, I'm just like, oh yeah, it's Kang.
Yeah.
Also, Kang has lost two fights against characters that who really like not who cares because I know like Sylvie was loved and Ant-Man is also loved.
But I know what you mean.
Like,
these are like in terms of power,
big hits.
It
didn't need a bunch of people coming together to fix the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just don't feel Kang as a viewer. I don't feel Kang as a threat.
So how do you make him scary then? How would you go forward? How what would you look at being like? Okay, we've got. You know, we've gotten what we've got. How do we actually make people worried and scared about Kang? Yeah.
So, here's what I do. Next post-credit scene, or maybe this doesn't work as a post-credit scene. Maybe instead, I'm Kevin Feige in this situation. I'm doing a presentation. I'm doing like a reel of the movies that are coming up. And the last one is like Kang Dynasty fades onto the screen, but then the A fades into an E, and it's Kang Dynasty. And Kang's really big.
You're right, it works. I'm scared.
Yeah, okay.
Kevin Feige says, Kang is Kang, and Kang is King.
Kang Kong.
Yeah, that fades into Kang. Everything else fades away. Kong. What's happening?
Like King before Kang. King, Kang, Kong. What?
Movies are awesome again.
Kevin? Yes.
The Baseless Speculation Boys applaud you, Kevin, for King Kang Kong.
Okay, okay. Okay, far from getting Kang Kong up and running, it sounds like you could do something if you do the Loki. Because the Loki, where? You got the timeline?
Shit. Yeah, I did pull it up. Yeah,
so if the Loki is coming out next.
So Secret Invasion's the next thing.
Okay.
Which is early 2023, which, fucking hell, guys, better hurry up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Early, I reckon, ends March.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So... Chop chop. So Secret Invasion, then Loki is mid-2023.
Okay.
Then the only things we have confirmed release date, well, confirmed release windows for currently, because what if Season 2, Ironheart, and Echo all had their vague release windows pulled, but it's still part of Phase 5, I believe, so it'll be sometime in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. Agatha Coven of Chaos is late 2023 and Daredevil Born Again is early 2024, which recently found out Punisher's back.
Yeah.
Those two properties. I don't necessarily think will involve.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much Kang in them.
Kang there.
And no movies? What about the...
Well, no,
that was just TV shows.
That was the TV shows. Then there's the Marvels, Captain America New World Order, Thunderbolts, and Blade. Blade, I strongly believe is coming. Oh, that's only Phase 5 as well. There's also the Phase 6 stuff, which is where... Kang Dynasty is. Or Kang Dynasty, if my dreams come true.
Okay, so Kang really Dynasty. We're only seeing Kang pop up in Loki and maybe some post-credit stuff, and then we're getting Phase 6, which is going to be the Kang stuff.
The two movies before the Kang Dynasty in Phase 6 are Deadpool 3 and Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four currently opens like 7 weeks before Kang Dynasty, so would not be surprised if that's
sort of a setup.
Secret run-in to it.
I wonder if they're going to either explain...
The origin of Kang?
Well, yeah. Because like if they're Fantastic Four, because that's where Ramatut first appears in when Fantastic Four will go back in time.
Go back in time, yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to be like, oh, Fantastic Four are an established superhero group, but we just don't know where they've gone. And maybe they go back.
Maybe they got sucked into a tube.
Egypt. Yeah. Very funny.
Their first on-screen appearance at the MCU.
Standing on the pyramids.
Sucked off into Egypt.
It's awesome if the first on-screen appearance we get of the Fantastic Four, who theoretically I think could represent a bit of a change for the MCU because they kind of operate differently to anyone else we've seen. But... the first appearance we get is, one, they're not fighting a villain unique to them, because we've been seeing him hanging around the rest of the movies. And two, they're having goofy ancient Egypt adventures.
Yeah.
They're fighting the Pharaoh!
But, like, because I'm just kidding. So
it's funny to punch a Pharaoh, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, because those guys are descended from God. They make the sun fucking rise.
Yeah. He's got a cool point.
I'm just
trying to think what their plan might be, or what they might do. So if we see Victor Timely happening in Loki season two.
Mm-hmm.
So end of Loki season one, he's in a new timeline that he's not familiar with, and there's a bunch of Kang the Conqueror statues.
Yeah,
so then he's going to a different...
Yeah.
Another thing.
It seems like that scene with Victor Timely takes place in season two of Loki.
At some
point. Where Loki has returned from the timeline that he ends season one in.
Uh-huh.
And he's back to his original timeline.
Yes.
Who are like, who the fuck is Kang?
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been to bad Kang land.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think, in Loki season two, if they go back in time, they see Victor Timely, whatever. Yeah. He's just a guy going like,
I'm going to invent time.
I'm in the 1900s. And maybe they look at Victor Timely, and Victor Timely becomes like almost another sidekick kind of thing. Like
he
kind of becomes part of that crew.
Joins the group.
And through that, they create Kang.
Okay.
Like, it's because of maybe Loki's fear of what Kang will be, he ends up creating the
Making
Kang.
Victor Timely into Kang?
Like, I'm just trying to think of maybe unique things they could do.
I suspect that they'll just be chasing Kang through a bunch of different multiverses.
Okay.
And then they'll maybe...
It'd be like, your favorite show that you referenced earlier, it'll just be like The Doctor and The Master.
Yeah. I think that's probably what we're probably going to get.
Where the Doctor... Loki will be chasing the Master, Kang, through time.
Mm. Yeah, and then...
Or vice versa.
Maybe Loki will be like, we need to find the original Kang that created the timeline I just came from so we can stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go search him out.
Maybe he'll do the Master thing, and you'll see when he makes everyone him, and then that's where the Kang thing happens.
Yeah.
That was in Doctor Who.
Oh,
and then David Tennant gets turned into a guy that looks like a golem. Or a goblin. And then everyone has to think really hard about the Doctor, and then he gets better.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yeah, it's saved with the power of thinking of a Doctor.
Yeah.
Better think of the right doctor, not my personal doctor.
Yeah, if you think of your GP, they actually start feeling better.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that I would be weird to make a Kang origin happen in the Loki TV show.
Well, it'd be a version of Kang?
Is that interesting?
But is that interesting? Again, because it's like there are so many, if they're doing the whole thing, there's so many Kang. We're throwing every Kang at the wall and seeing what sticks. Because you're like, look, how can I... you know, grab onto this particular Kang and either relate to them or like be afraid of them or anything like that. Come from like, you know, where are they going from? What are their goals?
What are they trying to do with Kang?
They're conquering for what purpose?
Yeah.
Look, I know this is rare for me, but without fucking around, I think that the only way they can kind of fix this and make it an intimidating villain in the same way that Thanos is now is that you commit to one Kang from now on.
Mm.
Still have the Council of Kangs in the background, but the big villain isn't the Council of Kangs. It's the bad Kang that we're now seeing. And that bad Kang needs to kill someone.
Yeah.
They need to kill them in a pretty easy way where it's like, oh, shit.
That was not hard for them,
And it needs to be kind of brutal, and it probably has to be someone we don't see coming. They can't be fucking out here killing Happy.
No,
yeah.
They could... Well, who,
it
then?
It needs to be powerful. Someone
Ms. Marvel?
Then, Jesus Christ. They can't do that.
You're not wrong.
And they can't. It can't be Loki because he's died like 17 times on screen.
Yeah.
Could it be any of the
Bucky?
Yeah, Bucky.
Or...
Maybe. I mean, Bucky's one of those holdouts from the previous.
I think
sort of...
if you kill Bucky, though, that people start thinking, "Oops, Steve's going to come back."
Yeah, it does feel. Yeah.
Or a villain.
Kill Bruce. Kill Bruce?
Kill the Hulk?
Kill the Hulk?
Yeah. I mean...
Because what... He doesn't...
He's not got any movies coming. There's no Hulk.
And we've got his son,
got his son and his cousin filling up that Hulk hole. So.
Yeah, that's true. So you could do that and then have season two of the wacky lawyer show be about She-Hulk dealing with her grief.
You just don't make a second series.
Yeah.
You have She-Hulk show up in...
Movies now. Yeah. So maybe...
Is that, you could do that.
Well, that's kind of interesting as well in a weird way because Hulk is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about him, but Hulk's strong. Yep. But it doesn't seem like Kang has like super strength necessarily. Mm. So watching Kang, who just appears to be a guy, easily take out the Hulk could be kind of interesting.
Because what do we know of the Kangs, right? So in the Loki like, series, there was like a war of Kangs.
Yeah.
And this one Kang was like, put a stop to it and was like, here's the timeline, like the one
sacred
true
timeline. This is one we got to follow, yeah.
So we got that. Then we have the Exile, who was the one that Ant-Man got.
Yeah.
And the Council of Kangs hated that Exile.
Yes.
But the Exile was like, I'm a conqueror. I conquered worlds. So that what is going on with, the politics of all these Kangs?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like, so the reason we exiled that guy is because he's too bloodthirsty, too conquery. We don't want that. And maybe there's a further, like the actual Kang the Conqueror, because this one we saw was actually the Exile.
Are they?
Oh my God.
And then so it's like the Council of Kangs are almost like the good guys protecting us from Kang the Conqueror.
Kang. Yeah. It would be confusing for them to introduce a new Kang the Conqueror with the old Kang the Conqueror who already called himself Kang the Conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
But
so the only thing I could think of is if he didn't.
Yeah,
die.
Getting sucked into the tube didn't kill him.
Yeah, I don't think it did. Yeah. I think there's
I think that we need to bring that Kang back, and he's more powerful now because he's been to the strong dimension.
Yeah,
like he went into that realm. He saw himself in like a billion different ways, and we all got as Ant-Man was like, we got to save Cassie. They were like, we got to conquer.
And that was
their thing. They were all working in unison.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's something they could do. I don't know if this is good, but maybe in a movie that has Kang as a major player, it also has the Council of Kangs, and he's like, I am the Supreme Kang, and just sort of like absorbs them all or whatever.
Yeah.
To become the only Kang.
Mm.
It is funny.
But then it's like you've introduced a shit ton of Kangs
to get rid of them. Shit ton of Kangs.
It just seems kind of silly.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It just needs to be, you need that one Kang who is, oh shit, the biggest threat.
Yeah.
And then the other Kangs to be like, we're scared of them, but they are protecting us.
It's a weird thing as well.
Oh, but then the Kang that Ant-Man got was like, I can save you from what's coming. I know what's coming and it's bad for you. What's coming?
Well, the Council of Kangs, but
is
why?
Is it the Council of Kangs or is something else?
Yeah, because they kind of imply that.
They're like, we got to get our hands dirty.
Yeah.
It's funny if you think about it. So, like, obviously Thanos was just introduced and he was in a chair for ages.
Yeah. He turned to the screen and went,
I'm coming in a couple of fucking movies. But what made Thanos sort of intimidating or scary as a bad guy is that the heroes that we had at that point were mostly just guys.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was Captain America, and you were like, damn, how is this guy who's just, like, a really fit dude?
Yeah.
This is a space god. That's intimidating.
Yeah.
But with Kang, Kang is a confusing villain, and the superheroes that I know on Earth are also not cohesive anymore, so I don't really...
Who's in the Avengers currently?
I don't know. I don't know who's... Is it She-Hulk? Is She-Hulk gonna fight Kang? Mm. I don't know who's gonna fight Kang. So...
Spider-Man will.
Yes. But like, so I don't have an idea of the dynamics at play. I, as a viewer, don't know who's fighting who or why.
Yeah, we don't really have the status quo of what's happening currently in the world. Because you're like, oh yeah, well, I guess there's new Captain America and then there's Bucky. Are they the Avengers?
It worked as well because I was like, as a viewer, I'm like, the Avengers' job that they've given themselves is that they are to defend Earth.
Yep.
Great. Thanos wants to come to Earth. And I'm like, damn, how are they going to do their job? Kang wants to do something.
Yeah.
Something's coming.
Yeah.
And the guys on Earth are hanging out.
Yeah.
And the guys on Earth are sometimes, they'll live chuffed off and they're not on Earth.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is in a hole. Spider-Man is Peter Parker no more.
Yeah.
He's Spider-Manning, but in a different city, we think.
She-Hulk's a lawyer. That's cool.
Captain Marvel is in space.
Yep.
Or in Ms. Marvel's bedroom.
Yeah.
Depending.
So I just don't... And none of these...
Ant-Man...
Is not an Avenger? I don't know.
And so none of these characters have said, we will defend the timeline, or we're defenders of the Earth, or whatever.
Like, Thor's got a kid now?
Yeah, Thor is just doing space stuff.
So
Who is in charge of the Avengers?
Are there Avengers?
Nick Fury's also
Nick Fury?
In space?
Because Nick Fury's currently Ben Mendelsohn.
So, I mean, maybe...
Secret Invasion has a lot of questions to answer.
Oh, yeah. Maybe what they're going to set up. This would be maybe interesting. Maybe who knows? Is that they know that there's this Avengers-sized hole in the world, and so they're going to try and fill it with the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, so is that what the Thunderbolts are doing?
Like, are going to fight Kang
without Avengers? We got the Thunderbolts, and
is the guy who beheaded that guy going to be our main good guy? Interesting decision.
He killed his best friend. Yeah, fair enough. Beheaded him with the Captain America shield in front of a crowd of people.
Oh, that's
right. Awesome.
Because you've got
is cool.
Watson got arrested by his ex-wife Elaine from Friends.
Oh right, well, yeah. Watson did get arrested by his ex-wife Elaine from Friends.
Yep. And then
he's in Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Elaine from Friends. Elaine in Thunderbolts too.
Thunderbolts. Yeah. You've also got Han Solo is now President Hulk. Maybe.
Yep. Han Solo is President Hulk
because he hated Avengers.
Yeah.
That's true.
The cop from the show that died and then came back is in it as well.
He's Russian America.
Yeah, he's Russian America, correct. Yeah.
We've got Florence Pugh as the new Black Widow.
And we've got Ghost as the Ghost.
Yeah,
girl.
Ghost from Ant-Man 2 is back, maybe, but then also apparently wasn't back, but he's now back again.
Taskmaster 2?
Yeah.
Taskmaster 2.
Is
she
back?
So. But
why are they fighting
again? But if that's the Avengers, it kind of works again.
Is it Bucky or Captain America?
It's Bucky. But that kind of works again because these are all low-powered people. Just none of these guys have goofy, big-time superpowers.
They're all strong and can punch.
So them going up against Kang, I'm mildly more intrigued by.
Yeah, but okay. Stop me when Kang kills a character that you care about.
Okay.
Oh, already. It's not even worth it.
Not Russian America.
He's my favorite. He's the dad.
Don't worry. This happens to him in a show once where he got blown up by a bomb.
Got stolen by Russians?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to whisper to me in the movie
and
when he dies?
Like, well, then he got better.
Oh. Will he get better in this movie? I don't know.
Oh, but he has a history of it.
Okay, fair enough.
He's in The Equalizer, a movie I watched recently.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, he's a bad guy in that movie.
So, I mean, maybe it'll
Have you seen The Equalizer? The Equalizer is sick.
Sure, watch a movie.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, The Equalizer 3 comes out this year. It's like Dumb Guy John Wick.
Okay.
Denzel Washington is a delight to watch on screen. Yes,
that is true.
Anyway.
I'm wondering, like, what they could do. See you later, dude. If they in Thunderbolts, I'm like, oh, yeah, they don't have any big hitters. Like, if they introduce, say, like, the Sentry or Hyperion or something like that, where, you know, that's what Thunderbolts are trying to either, you know, they're going into a facility and they're either having to rescue
Hyperion,
someone or whatever.
They've just made Suicide Squad again, which is sick.
Well,
same with Sentry. Sentry's also basically Superman. And it's a hard hitter.
It's so funny, though. I'm so much more engaged in the idea of the Thunderbolts, which is a bunch of fucking guys, being the defenders of the Earth than I am in any other superhero character we've seen recently.
Yeah.
Because I'm intrigued by that as well, because I'm like, these are bad guys. And bad guy, it's a trope I love in a movie or a TV show or whatever, where like the bad guys of Gotham and Batman are going to team up because they're like, we hate each other, but we both love Gotham. If Gotham goes, then where am I going to do my crime?
My enemies are my friends.
Yeah. I think that's right. No, it is. So, like, if that's the trope they go for where Kangs come and the Kangs defeat all the other superheroes or whatever, and it's like, shit, it's down to us, and we're just like, my power is that I'm Russian America. Oh, shit, my power is that I can sort of phase through shit. Like, how are we going to fight Kang, who is infinite? I don't know. That's so mild.
Get President Hulk on the line.
I'm busy running the country. Sorry, guys.
Get
I'm
off
busy
my phone.
Running the country.
Look, I'm excited for Thunderbolts.
Me too.
It'll be nice to see. I think after Ant-Man, I'm like, man, I want to see a movie that's set in a city again.
Yeah, with lower stakes, you know?
Oh, the stakes will not be lower. They'll be higher. They'll probably be like an asteroid about to crash into Earth or something.
Yeah. Good luck to them, I guess.
Look, three-step plan. Same Kang comes back. That's the bad Kang.
Yeah.
Kill a guy or a couple of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Three, make your movies look better.
That's how you make
the Kang dynasty.
Yeah. And then also, like, I reckon having that one big bad Kang and then the other Kangs who are also not great, but they are there kind of almost like they're the ones who are Earth's mightiest defenders. Yeah, it's yeah. like, oh shit, the Kangs?
The Kangs? We're going to yeah. team up with the Kangs yeah, to fight yeah, the
yeah.
Kang?
Yeah.
Oh, and Kang. He's and also Kang's
got
to be.
You got to hit him there. Yeah.
And Peter Griffin.
What if we'll get like a Council of Kang versus like Council of Reeds?
That would be awful.
Yeah. Terrible be... to do your, like, if you're, I guess, your third, like, on screen appearance of Reed is that.
Yeah. That's a
Trey Goo fight where everything's just.
Nothing.
Swapping all up on the screen.
Swap on swap, maybe. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
I miss when it was like just one guy fighting one guy. Mm. That was nice.
When they were just fighting a bad version yeah. of themselves?
No.
Yeah. Because that part sucked too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, think about the Captain America and Iron Man fight at the end of Civil War. You yeah. know?
Yeah,
I was just like, damn, I know the stakes here. I know where everyone's
it's
engaged.
Personal.
And I can feel every hit. Like I'm there.
Yeah. They're hitting you.
They're punching. It's like Captain America and Iron Man are beating the shit out of me yeah. in that Russian tank or whatever.
Yeah.
yeah.
But now it's 100 guys versus 100 guys.
Ants.
Yeah.
Ants.
Ooh.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. May I say a good one? And we've been the BS boys. Keep chillaxing.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.